Christy Nessler in with us from Freedom Home Care. We are talking today a little bit about case management and those questions that people might have as they're trying to remain in their home, mm-hmm. but still might need some help and need some people to maybe check in on them. That's what case managers do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what we're hoping is that by asking yourself a few of these questions, it might spark a little light bulb that says, ooh, you know, I probably could use a little help, or it would be good to learn a little more about it. So a few of the things that we just talk to people about when we're getting to know them, or when we're finding out about what they need for services, or even what we encourage other assisted living, skilled nursing facilities, those sorts of places to ask new residents perhaps. What's your plan in the case of an emergency? Who is your emergency contact? Where does that emergency contact live? I think sometimes we have emergency contacts, but they might not necessarily be able to get to you if something really does happen. Sometimes just having a person to call doesn't necessarily bridge that gap when you're really in a sticky situation.
So you might not even know what an emergency contact actually means.
Right, right.
Like, it's not somebody to call that's, you know, across the country to let somebody know that you might have fallen down. It's somebody that can come and be your person and help with whatever is needed.
Yeah. So if you fell down, it's that person that can be called to meet you at the emergency room, or sit with you at the hospital while after surgery. Those sorts of things. It's not necessarily the person that you just give a heads up to. It's like the boots on the ground person that's really there with you trying to help in that situation.
So what happens if you don't have somebody, if you're living by yourself? I mean, maybe you have kids that are moving away from us, and now you're by yourself here in whatever town you're in.
Yep. So that's what I think is so great. I get really excited every time I talk about case management, especially partnered up with that home care. If you don't have somebody close by, or maybe you do have a loved one that's close by, but they're working full time and they just don't have that flexibility to maybe get you to a doctor's appointment or take you to urgent care or some of those things that you might need, that's when you can give Freedom Home Care a call and find out a little bit about what an RN or a social worker case manager could do for you personally.
Somebody to call and be that person. You need a person.
Yeah,
right?
You need a person. And it's so funny because I'd love to just give you a million scenarios. And you know, Anne, we should have Anne come back in, because there's so many different ways that case management can touch somebody's life that you might not even think of. And we do have a couple really great testimonials on our website. But let's say, for example, you know, somebody might have memory loss and they end up in the emergency department. Well, obviously not safe for that person to be in the emergency department on their own. They might have trouble communicating really what's going on with them. So how amazing to have an advocate lined up for that person. So if something did happen, they're not alone. They do have somebody to sit with them in this chaotic situation that might normally really be upsetting, but they have that comfort and that stillness of that person that's there just for them.
And that's just a snippet of what Freedom Home Care can do for you, too. So if people want to get in touch with Freedom Home Care and find out, ask these questions, how do we get in touch with you?
So you can give us a call at 507-387-4663, or that's 387-HOME. Otherwise, check out our website. We have information about case management and testimonials and all of that, and that is Freedom Home Care LLC.com.
Christine, always good to have you in. Thanks for all the information.
Thank you.